This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has pledged to continue NATO support for Ukraine at a meeting with Ukraine's foreign minister. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
What is very clear to me from having spent the last 2 days with all of our colleagues is that that support remains strong, resolute, determined.
Supplying Ukraine with arms and equipment to rebuild its battered electricity grid to survive winter under Russian bombardment has been a top issue at the meeting.
This support to Ukraine will continue as long as necessary.
Ukraine's Dmytro Kuleba adds NATO diplomats have given him a number of new commitments on arming his nation, but declined to say whether that included promises of badly wanted Patriot surface-to-air missile batteries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron has arrived in the U.S. He got in Tuesday as the guest for the first state visit of U.S. President Joe Biden's administration. AP correspondent Karen Chames has more.
The relationship between the two presidents had a choppy start. Last year, French President Emmanuel Macron briefly recalled his ambassador to the United States due to a spat over a submarines deal. However, the relationship has since turned around, with Macron emerging as one of Biden's most forward-facing European allies in regards to the war on Ukraine. The leaders have a lot to discuss during Macron's visit, including Iran's nuclear program and China's assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former Chinese leader Zheng Zemin died Wednesday at the age of 96, state media reported. They hailed him as a great communist revolutionary who helped quell the 1989 pro-democracy protest. This is VOA News. U.S. House Democrats are set to move seamlessly from one history-making leader to another today in a show of unity after midterm election losses. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Democrats are expected to make Hakeem Jeffries the first black American to lead a major political party in Congress. He would replace Nancy Pelosi as top House Democrat as the party ushers in a new generation of leadership. Pelosi and her top lieutenants are all in their mid-80s. The 52-year-old Jeffries, 59-year-old Catherine Clark, and Pete Aguilar, who is 43, would become the new top trio, as Democrats show rare unity for a party that lost the midterms. Republicans, meantime, are struggling to unite around leader Kevin McCarthy before taking House control in January. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. senators voted Tuesday to protect same-sex and interracial marriages by a vote of 61 to 36. 12 Republicans voted for the legislation, which will head to U.S. President Joe Biden's desk to be signed into law after final passage in the U.S. House. Here's Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, one of the act's co-sponsors and the first openly gay woman elected to the U.S. Senate.
It's important to reflect on the tireless advocacy of many, in particularly in the LGBTQ community, who've been fighting for partnership recognition and marriage equality for literally decades.
West Africa's mediator for Mali has given a positive message about the country's return to civil rule after a military coup in 2020 initiated a deep political crisis. Former Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan, appointed by the West African bloc ECOWAS, made the remarks in Bamako late Tuesday ahead of a summit this weekend. ECOWAS, the Economic Community of West African States, leads international pressure for Mali's military to return to their barracks. A Pakistani Taliban suicide bomber rammed a police escort for a polio vaccination team in southwestern Pakistan on Wednesday, killing 3 people and wounding more than 30, according to police. The Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, or the TTP, claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement received by Reuters. The TTP wants to overthrow Pakistan's government and replace it with a governance system that subscribes to their own harsh interpretation of Islamic laws. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.